On the line this morning, I have with me Matt Ellison. Now, Matt's a top gospel artist from Cape Town, but what we're going to be talking about is just something slightly different. Matt started a blog called I'm No Jamie Oliver. Now, if you just want to connect with this, the movie Julia is about a woman who cooks her way through a cookbook over a year based on her hero, which was Julia Childs. Matt, very good morning to you.
No, good morning to you too, Anne.
Tell us the angle you're taking. You're using a blog and you're going to cook your way through a cookbook. Tell us the website name and what you're doing.
Yes, it started just with wanting to have a healthier lifestyle and cooking fresh meals for my family. I've kind of been the designated cook for the length of our marriage, really. But I tended to always be kind of fast meals, frozen foods, that kind of thing. And with the birth of our son, Nathan, he'll be 3 months on Friday, there was this new lease on life that I had. And I have an Apple iPhone. And I happened to be just going through their top 20 applications, and one of them happened to be this application called 20 Minute Meals, and it's basically the UK-based chef Jamie Oliver teaching people to cook their way through these recipes. And there's a collection of 60 recipes, and so I bought it, and I started cooking two or three of them, but I fell into the same habits that I always do, and that's that I tended to cook the same two or three meals. So basically, in a five-day week, you know, kind of a work week, I might cook the same meal twice, and you know, that would carry on. And so I thought the motivation, to be able to cook my way through it would be to say, okay, well, why don't I blog about this? You know, I used to be involved in electronic media and years ago, and through that experience, you know, I was familiar with it, but I hadn't really kept a blog. And so I thought, well, now would be a good time. I had tried unsuccessfully in the past to write online, and it didn't work. And I really was impassioned, by wanting to do this for my family and for living healthier living. My wife and I also have a very green and ecological lifestyle as well, in the way that we've renovated our home, the way we live our lives. We have an earthworm farm. We recycle all our waste. And so it's just a great way for me not to just talk about the recipes, but just about the lifestyles that we lead, and to just meet up with like-minded people, which I've already done. There seems to be a really strong and thriving blogging community in Cape Town. And so that's kind of how it all started. And, I'm now in today's the third week for me of doing this. And I almost feel part of the family already. And I'm just loving being able to document my thoughts and the process of how I'm going about doing that. As I cook the recipes, I take a photograph of the recipes. I eat the recipe, the meals. And then basically I blog about them. So basically I say, this is the recipe I cooked, what I'm doing. And then I would actually post on the internet my thoughts on the meal. How easy was it? Was it really a 20-minute meal? What did I struggle with? Did I burn something? You know, and I'm quite honest and, kind of an open about it. As I said, the meal that I did the other day, I burnt the croutons because I had the wrong implements. So, I think I messed up the salad with the avocados. I wasn't reading the recipe. I added the oregano to the avocados instead of adding it to the salad dressing. So this is all new to me, and I'm kind of making my way through it. But I'm loving the experience, Wayne.
Every week at this time, which should be about 7:20 on a Wednesday, we're going to do an update. We're going to chat with Matt, find out where he is on the journey and how it's going, because I think this can really encourage people to, number one, go green, number two, cook properly and not eat junk food, and also be entertained.
I think if nothing else, I'm entertaining, yes. but I'd love to share my experiences, and as I've said before, we had friends round for dinner last night, and they're getting married in November. And he doesn't cook at all, and his wife-to-be is the chef in the home. And he saw me in the kitchen and the experience of cooking fresh, healthy food. And, he's been, kind of the bug's somewhat bitten, and he said, I want to try my hand at cooking. And I think that that's a lost art in today's day and age. We grew up, our parents grew up watching their mothers, or our grandmothers cook. And that art has been lost. And I think a lot of our grandmothers would be shocked at the food, or may not even recognize the food that we eat today from when they were cooking. And I really just want to bring that back. I mean, for the health of my family, and if this achieves nothing else, if it gets people in the kitchen and it gets them cooking healthy meals again and making it a family experience that you can share and enjoy with the family, then I've reached my goal, I guess, of being able to do that.
Thanks so much for coming through to us this morning. The website that people can log on to is I'm No Jamie Oliver. That's I-M-N-O for no, Jamie Oliver, J-A-M-I-E, Oliver.com. And you'll be able to read a daily blog by Matt Ellison. Matt, we'll talk again next week. Thanks
great,
so much.
Thanks so much, Wayne. Take care.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.